this. I'm a big guy. I love to eat. I done been to Magic City. The wings are fire.
Yeah, NBA Straya. Hey, Gun. That's right. It's NBA Straya. It's Wednesday, July 29. Wednesday? Maybe. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer. Sometimes for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, an increasingly decrepit Larry Armour Studios. Old mate stuff is everywhere. There's empty boxes on the floor that were full of healthy treats and shit. God damn. Anyway, I'd usually be letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing, and why they're doing. Of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. But the NBA, it's been 140 days. 140 of the buggers without NBA basketball. But the big thing is, basketball's back this week, baby. Yes. I'm like Big Kev. I'm excited. Let's fucking go. Anyway, that means we've got games to preview and talk about. All the scrimmages are basically done-ski. Thank God for that. Look, we've got news. We've got a new Knicks coach. Zion's back. Lou Will went to the Rippers. Simo's smashing threes. Bangers got Corona. We've got Nas. We'll do another top five. This one is the actual top five actual predictions from the Bublé. That's right, the Bublé, the Michael Bublé. And after last week's NBA Strayer Awards, Giannis for MVP, we'll do the NBA Strayer, all NBA teams, all rookie and all defense teams too. That'll be fun. We're going to finish off with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter just to put a smile on your dial. What do you reckon? How good's this? You been excited? We might even do our top 25 players heading into the bubble. What do you reckon? Can't wait. Anyway, let's get stuck into this one. This one's episode 448 of NBA Australia. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better. What a watch out for the snitch attack if you Lou Will, huh? How's that? You try to go to one ripper. Go check out some booty. You're in Atlanta, you just want some wings. See a couple boobs. And get snitched on by your rapper mate. Now you got 10 days in quarantine. That's right, we're going to start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with the... What is it? The daily slash weekly whip around. Almost daily. Oh, get excited. Get excited. Right, bit of news. As mentioned, Lou Williams, Clippers guard, Lewis Williams. He's in quarantine for another 10 days. He went to a funeral, sadly, up in Atlanta, but then went to the Rippers to get some wings. Went to go get his own wings. They're named for him. That's how often he spent time at Magic City, the Rippers in Atlanta, eating those wings. He's got his own wings. Lemon chili, love it. Lemon pepper wings, get around it. Unfortunately, his mate, the rapper, basically daubed him in. it was like, oh, nah. He posted a photo of them basically hanging out. Lou Will's in his mask. And you're like, oh, that's kind of nice. And then it's like, wait, Lou Will's meant to be like social distancing and has to go back to the bubble at some point. And he's at the Rippers with rapper Jack Harlow. And then Jack's all like, nah, 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 that's like an old one. It's an old photo. Oh, it's an old pic of me and Lou. I was just reminiscing because I miss him. I don't know about you, but I've not posted any photos of me and my mates on my socials because, I mean, I kind of miss him, but at the same time, I don't give that much of a fuck. So everyone's like, yeah, that's a lie, Jack. What are you doing, mate? And Lou Will's like, God damn it. I just went to get some fucking wings. It was takeaway. This guy posts his fucking photo and I got 10 days back in quarantine. Bit brutal, but hey, you're seeing right now with MLB, Half the fucking Miami Marlins team have got that Rona. Baseball's like, what the fuck do we do? We barely have a plan. Whereas the NBA's like, we've got a fucking bubble. You go anywhere, you got to be tested every day. And then you come back, you still got 4 days of quarantine and tests every day. Lou Will drops by the Rippers. 10-day quarantine. Boom. Good job. All right, Eric Gordon. More news. He hurt his left ankle today in the last scrimmage of the Rocks. Probably 1 to 2 week injury, according to other people. Mike D'Antoni, who's basically coaching for his job, was like, nah, I'll be back in a couple of days. Good job, Mike. Good job. Paddy Connaughton, he rocked up to Orlando after isolating and recuperating from that Rona for the Bucks. That's nice. And Zion got back as well. Zion Williamson, he will be ready for the opener. No surprises here that everyone's like, oh, geez, I can't believe the Pelicans are the first game back and Zion's going to miss it. There was no way that was going to happen. So he's back. He's ready and raring to go. Other news, Big Simo. Ben Simmons is out there smashing threes in these scrimmage games. That's pretty good. I'm a bit excited by that. Fascinating to see if he actually whips one out in a game that fucking matters against an actual team. Sorry, not sorry, Knicks. And really, on the Aussie front, bangers. Look, I was pretty convinced that there was nothing under this God-given earthen sun that could hurt Aaron Banger's banes. But Corona doesn't care. Doesn't care. Doesn't care that you're bangers. Doesn't care that you're built like a brick shit house. He still got it. And yeah, good thing is, he's gotten over it. He's been knocked a bit sideways from it, apparently. But he's now in Orlando. So let's go, bangers. Hopefully, he's back and firing on all cylinders for the Phoenix Suns. I mean, the Suns have got no fucking hope of making the playoffs. Anyway, it was like 0.5% chance I saw it yesterday. But bangers doesn't care about that. He just wants to go out and lay some wood. See how it goes. All right, and the big news from the last week has been Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau is the new Knicks coach. You might remember him from flaming out in Chicago and flaming out in Minnesota, and 5 years is his deal with the Knicks. Ice! Ice! Baby! All the ice he can yell. But still, look, he's got a young core that he can run into the ground there in New York. RJ Barrett, the other Mitch Robinson, Frankie Smokes, Knoxy! Kevo Knox, that'll be good. There you go, Knicks fans. 5 years of excuses of like, nah, it'll turn around. It'll be fine. That's great. Anyway, but look, this is a fascinating idea. We'll talk about it at length in Yeah Nas because I'm very interested in this. And obviously, having lived in New York for a long-ass time and have a lot of Knicks fan friends, their thoughts have been fascinating. And also, you sort of get an idea for like the Knicks fans when you're around them all the time because there's always like a certain aspect of fatalism to everything. It's like, oh, this won't work. And then there's this always a kernel of hope, though, that maybe it will. I love it. That's why they're fun. All right, let's jump into top five season. Top five season, yes. All right, top five season. This will be our last top five because we're going to have basketball back on Friday. We're going to do a Friday show as well. Can't wait. But this is the top five actual predictions from the bubble, the Buble. We had the five dumb predictions last week. So this one might be five of the kind of unpopular opinions of the weeks. But I don't know. These might actually happen. I kind of like these. So number five, actual prediction for the Buble. Not only will the Washington Wizards not catch the Brooklyn Nets to force in a play-in tournament or the Orlando Magic, the Washington Wizards will not win a single game in this restart. Seriously, they won't. Have you looked at their fucking roster? Their best remaining player might be Mo Wagner. Nah, it's Rui Hachimura. Rui. That's right. But still, look, when your best player is probably a Japanese rookie, you're fucked. Seriously, their starting lineup the other day was Shabazz Napier, the bloke with the tiniest hands in the world, Isaac Bonga, 400-year-old Jerome Robinson, Rui, and Thomas not Kobe Bryant. Can I get a yikes? Fuck. So don't forget, no John Wall, no Brad Beal. Davis Bertans went, yeah, I'm good. I'd rather make a kajillion dollars rather than risk getting hurt in eight meaningless games that we're going to get shit pumped in. So good call. The Wizards are fucked. I think there might be one game that they might win, and I think it might be against the Pacers. I think that's their fourth game. But look, they play Phoenix. Phoenix will win that. The Nets. People are like, oh, the Nets have been decimated. Are they better than the Wizards? Well, the Nets have still got my sweet baby Carrots LeVert. Oh, sweet baby Carrots. And Jarrett Allen and a couple of functional NBA players. Wizards have got nothing. But I feel like the Pacers might be the smoky here. Where the Wizards, look, the Pacers, no one's entirely sure of Victor Oladipo or Suva. Domantas Sabonis. I might have mentioned this on Friday's Yeah Nas rather. Sabonis has actually gone out with an ankle injury as well. So he's fucked off out of the buble. So the Pacers might be, I don't know, a bit wonky. So we might see a bit of a swoon from the Pacers. They might go into that Wizards matchup thinking they can win. The Wiz might just come from nowhere and win that one. So that'd be the only one I'd give them a chance in. Because the Sixers will kill them, the Pelicans will kill them, the Thunder will kill them, the Bucks will smash them, even though they'll have everything locked up at that point. And Boston, even though they'll probably have the 3 seed locked up too, like Boston's B team could beat the shit out of this horrible Washington team. Just saying. So there you go. That's the fifth prediction in the top 5 actual predictions for the Buble. Number 4, Denver and Utah will be the teams that look the weirdest, most combobulated in the Buble. The Nugs, their coach and their best player have had that Rona. They were 18-14 on the road. So without home court, up there in the thin air of Denver, Colorado, and all that sunshine. The inconsistency of Jam and Jamal Murray and the dartsman Gary Harris. I think Denver are just going to be like one of those weird teams. We're like, how did they lose that one? You know? And Utah, look, no Bojan. I know that Jingling Joe Ingles can step into Bojan's role and they'll be fine. But at the same time, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy, they're the Rona and they fucking hate each other. Otherwise, if they were fucking fit and firing and hadn't had the Rona and Bojan was healthy, I'd be like Jingles for Finals MVP, let's fucking go. But no, I feel like the Jazz, similar to the Denver Nuggets, are going to be one of those teams where game in, game out, you're not entirely sure what the fuck's going to happen. And they're going to look weird, they're going to feel weird, and it's bonkers. So a bit strange. Number 3, the Pelicans will definitely get the 8 seed after pushing away the other 4 contenders probably, the 4 other wannabes. For the play-in tournament, then they'll beat the Grizz in 2 straight games. Then they'll get swept by the Lakers, but they'll have fun doing it. And isn't that what we're all here for? The friends we make along the way. But yeah, the Pels, look, I think they get the 8 seed, and I think the Lakers, it's going to be a fun series regardless, right? You've got Spindles Ingram, you've got Lonzo, you've got all these former Pelicans on the Lakers and on, you know, the switcheroo, the former Lakers on the Pels. It's going to be fascinating, but then they'll get swept because the Lakers are really fucking good. Number 2 of the top 5 predictions for the Buble. If the Sixers can get basically out of the 6th spot, which they probably will, into the 4-5 seed spot and handle Miami in the first round, which is a big ask, your Philadelphia 76ers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers will make the finals. Because they'll beat the Bucks in the second round and extract revenge on probably Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. Because I don't know, there's something about Boston with Kemba. It's just something's a bit wonky about that. So there you go. The Sixers, if they can handle Miami in the first round, give me them in the finals. Because the Philadelphia 76ers, I predicted at the start of the year, I reckon they're going to win the title unless they play the Lakers. And the flip side, number 1 of the top 5 action predictions for the Buble is the Clippers will win the title unless they play Philly. For cereal, I think the Clippers have all the weapons to get by everybody in the West. As long as Montrez, because Montrez, this was missed over this in the news, because there's no Trez for a little while, because he's still in LA dealing with a family medical matter. So they're going to miss him for the first start. But hopefully, you know, they're getting back at some point. But they've just got all these different interchangeable parts, and I think they'll be fine handling all the other teams in the West, including the Lakers. But how are they going to match up against the size of the Lakers? I mean, they've still got Paul George and Kawhi. And some of the most terrifying defenders on this fucking planet. So I think they'll be all right. So, yeah, there you go. Jesus. All right, and a quick little dickhead of the week. This one was a pop-up as of today.
Dickhead of the week.
Michael Porter Jr., what are you fucking doing? Oh, I hate Michael Porter Jr. You absolute fucking numbskull. So, MPJ, I love Michael Porter Jr. as a player. As a person, I think he's a fucking moron. I believe it was put really, really well that 22-year-olds are pretty fucking stupid at the best times. I understand that. But at the same time, MPJ jumped on the old Snapchat and said, personally, I think the coronavirus is being used obviously for a bigger agenda. It's being used for population control in terms of being able to control the masses of people. The whole world is being controlled. Fuck! Okay. I don't know, MPJ. A bigger agenda? I feel like 150,000 people in America dead is a pretty big agenda already, you fucking numbskull. Population control? Yeah, we're now seeing fucking fascist police fucking, like, trawling the streets of Portland and New York, throwing people into fucking unmarked vans and literally kidnapping them. That seems like a pretty big agenda as well, you fucking numbskull. Ah, Jesus. Scaring people into being controlled. Just wear a fucking mask so we can get all over this shit, you fucking idiot. God damn it. Anyway, dickhead of the week, Michael Porter Jr. It is nice to see him playing because it's fun to have him play on the Nugs, but Jesus, what a fucking numbskull. Can you believe it? All right, we'll be back in a second. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with some Yeah Nahs right after that. Creaky.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. Yeah, nah time. That's right, NBA Australia. Yeah, nah. Is this week brought to you by thedailyliquor.com. If you're in Melbourne under lockdown, only one way to survive it, right? And that's by getting, what? Slab of sample, some Dos Blocos. Some Dos XPA or any other delicious booze over at thedailyliquor.com. Their lager is delicious. I had some of the sample lager the other day. The golden lager. Unreal. Anyway, go to thedailyliquor.com. Get it delivered to your door. And if you enter the code STRAYA, all caps, they're chucking a free sixer of the delicious Dos XPA for free cereal. I'm giving you free beer. I can't do anything more for you at this point, but there you go. Go to thedailyliquor.com, buy some booze, use the code STRAYA, get some free beers, thank us later, give us a thumbs up. Yeah, there you go. Support them the way they support us. With booze, love it. All right, yeah, nah time. We'll take a bunch of NBA storylines, so with more yeah or more nah. Number one, is Magic Johnson correct? Is LeBron the MVP because he makes his teammates better? Yeah, nah, no, of fucking course not, nah. How dumb is this? How many dumb times do we have to do this? Let's ask the Laker legend and the guy who literally ran the Lakers until last year about whether or not the Laker should be MVP. Get the fuck out of here. Just get the fuck out of here at this point. Oh, he makes his teammates better. What the fuck do you think Giannis does? His next best player is fucking Chris Middleton. He's in the G League. LeBron's got Anthony fucking Davis. That's fucking bonkers. Blow it out your ass. He's got Danny Green, Kuz, Rondo, Dwight. He's got two former number one picks on his team. Giannis has got Brook Lopez. Fuck. Giannis leads, even head to head, Giannis leads them in everything but assists and three pointers. Like, he's averaging 30 points a game in 31 minutes. Fuck me. It's one of the most efficient scoring seasons literally in the history of the NBA. And if you ask me, he's a defensive player of the year. Whereas LeBron gives a fuck about defense once every fucking blue baboon. You know? Anyway. So blow that out your ass, Magic. I love you, Magic. But we've got to stop doing this and asking his dumbass opinions for basketball. Come on. Number two. Was Lou Williams having to quarantine for 10 days punitive from the NBA? Like, was it because he was getting his wings at Magic City instead of Buffalo Wild Wings? Yeah, nah. Oh, look. Nah. But also kinda, because look, I reckon they had to throw the book at him for going, you know, anywhere, let alone the Rippers, and getting photos taken and put it on social media. Because A, who knows how many other people were there, what the conditions, what the environment was like, how many crowded people there were. And you don't want to fucking burst the bubble because Lou Will goes to a fucking strip joint. But more importantly, B, the 10-game, well, the 10-day quarantine is pretty much obviously to stop James Harden from just, like, looking around going, fuck yeah, 4-day quarantine if I sneak out and go to the Rippers. Here we go, let's go, Rusty! Woo! Fuck no. literally, this should be the James Harden rule. It's like the preventative James Harden rule. It's we're going to put it up there, make a precedent, and then if Lou Will cops his 10-day quarantine, James Harden knows that he's going to cost his team like 3 games if he goes to see some booty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, check it out. All right, let's do Tibbs. Will Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau, work in NYC? Yeah. He will work because New York City media and fans will fucking love his gruff fuck you-ness. But the actual question is, will Tibbs help the Knicks? Yeah, if they let him. But also, long term, I'm fascinated by this situation. Because this is always going to be the question for the Knicks, isn't it? Like, can they stomach the next 2 years of Rafa's guts results in order for the 3 to 4 year down the track payoff? And I think we have a long litany of examples of the Knicks just going, oh, it's not working after 18 months. We better shut it down. Fuck. Time after time after time after time. They just can't stick to a fucking plan. They always pivot to the next shiniest thing. It's like, this person will fix it. This person will fix it. This person will fix it. This coach will fix it. And it never gets fixed. You know why? Because James Dolan's a piece of fucking shit. And he runs a horrible organization. Now, the thing is, with Leon Rose there, yes, he's got a great reputation, but it's also the first time he's run a fucking franchise, obviously. Brings in his old mucker. He and Worldwide Wes bring in Tibbs. I kind of feel like, yes, they've gone for the name brand coach, but at the same time, we saw at the Bulls, he beat a fucking young up-and-coming team into a defensive fucking juggernaut, won a shit ton of games, and then we saw him go to Minnesota with a whole bunch of young talent, and it fucking fell apart. You know? So this is why it's fascinating in this question. So can Tibbs mold this team into, like, basically a halfway productive defense around the other Mitch Robinson? Maybe. Can he get the most out of Noxie and Frankie Smokes? Dennis Smith Jr.? I mean, he won't be there. Come on, let's be honest. But it's a fascinating question. RJ Barrett, does he turn into like a taller, better Jimmy Butler maybe under Tibbs? If he's got the work ethic, who fucking knows? This roster gets a couple more top-end talents. They'll get one this draft, probably next year as well, because I don't think they'll be that much more improved because everyone will just be too young. But we know that Tibbs gets results to a degree, and if everyone buys in, then who fucking knows? It could work. But everybody seems pretty down on it. So that leads me very nicely, well done, Jimmy, into the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
I kind of do think that Tibbs will work. Just down the road, I think it'll work. I think they just have to let it. Give it 3 years at least, 4 years, hopefully you'll see some results. The problem's going to be, does he understand that threes are good? Can he run a functional NBA offense? His defense fucking stank in Minnesota as well. So we're always like, oh, he's like a defensive savant. It's like, well, he hasn't been for about 8 years. So I don't know. Fuck. It's going to happen. And remember, he had KG in the Celtics. He had Joakim Noah on the Bulls. He couldn't get fucking Cat and Wiggins to do shit defensively in Minnesota. And it just fell apart. So can Mitch Robinson be the linchpin of a defense that absolutely crushes it? So that's going to be the big question for Tibbs. You know? Tough scenes there in New York either way. But the actual other unpopular opinion of the day is, look, I don't get what people say, or get out of saying rather, oh, this bubble will never work. And they're still saying it. We're 2 days away from getting basketball back. I think the bubble will hold for a little while at least. And what kills me are these fucking naysayers out there. Like, is it that important that if it does go pear-shaped, you can say, see, I fucking told you so. Like, fuck off, dickhead. It seems like the NBA have spent that much. There was a stat about they're going to spend like $160 million on testing and all the protocols around the bubble. And yes, it's not a bubble. It's their campus environment. And all the fucking Disney workers are going in and out every fucking day, which I still think is absolutely beyond the pale. Have you fucking idiots not ever heard of FIFO? Come on. Jesus. And how are they not being tested every fucking day? God damn it. Anyway, so I think that might be the one weak point in the entire thing, let alone Lou Williams going to the Rippers and whatnot. But I do think the NBA, with all the attention they're paying, down to the nitty gritty, will actually work. And you see fucking leagues that are run like as an absolute fucking buy your pants shit show. The NFL, you've got players dropping out of this season already. They don't have a fucking plan. The NFL Players Association are like, hey, so are we going to get tested or are we just going to, nah? Oh, okay, cool. Meanwhile, you know, a bunch of their fucking teams are in absolute terrifyingly overrun COVID hotspots. Like, do you really think that NFL season is going to fucking happen on time? No chance. Unless they get their, pull their fingers out and get themselves into gear. But, I mean, baseball's just like, oh, no, it's fine. We'll just fly everywhere. And we'll just then, we'll just play in front of no fans. It's like, just, oh, you idiots. Bubbles, 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 bubbles. Which also leads, I guess, to the yeah-nah of, will the NBA take place in a bubble next year? I reckon the next season will still be in a bubble. I reckon we'll do stints in different bubbles. You'll have a Vegas bubble. You'll have an Orlando bubble. You'll probably have like a New York bubble or something like that. And you'll do, you know, 3 weeks at a time. Have a bye week, 3 weeks at a time, etc. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that works. All right, finally, let's do a bit of Outback Takeouts and we'll do our all NBA teams. What do you reckon? Because, oh man, I've missed Outback Takeouts. I've missed it a lot.
It's Wednesday at Outback, and you know what that means. That's right, West Sydney Razorback ribs, cooked by West Sydney Razorback legend Derek Rucker. Only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, Big Simo Ben Simmons will take and make a three in the first Sixers game back. You can bank on that. But also, our all-NBA teams for NBA Australia this season.
I'm just going to do my normal voice because that's a bit fucked. And my throat's been a bit scratchy. And I'm like, ah, oh, you suddenly get a scratchy throat. And you're like, oh, I'm fucking catching the Rona. I'm going to die. This is fucked. But also the rest of my body is fucking killing me. I did like two, like my foot's been fucked, as you no doubt know if you listen to this show on the reg. But she's doing all right at the moment. So I did a couple of days of yoga, stretched some shit out, and went for a run today. And I am fucking dead on my feet. I'm just like, nah. Just going to stick with being a fat bastard. Fuck it. Who cares? Straight up brutal. All right. The All NBA Australia NBA first team. Look, it's not very hard to go and find the top five players, I think, in the NBA in whatever order you want to do. But the All NBA first team is LeBron, James Harden, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Anthony Davis, and then I'm going to have Luka on mine. Everybody else is probably going to have Kawhi. But I mean, Luka's stats are better. Luka led a team with a bunch of professional NBA players on it to basically one of the middle seeds in the West, which is fucking crazy, in his second year. And Kawhi just sat out a bunch of games as well. Yes, Luka got hurt and only played like three or four more games than him, but still. I'm going to give him all NBA first team because fuck it. Number two of the all NBA second team, Dame Lillard, Jimmy Butts, Kawhi, a 19-year-old Jason Tatum. Can't believe he's still only 19. And Nikola Jokic, holla. because he's been amazing. And the third team is Big Simo, Ben Simmons. Hey! CP3, Chris Paul, beating out Rusty Westbrook. Pascal Siakam, Chris Middleton, and I wanted to put Joel Embiid, but just a little bit down for the season for Joel, which kind of sucked. Look, just in and out of the lineup, played 44 games. It was amazing, but at the same time, getting used to having Al Horford there just wasn't quite his usual dominant self. I'm going to give it to Rudy Gobert. Why the fuck not? Could have had the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, but Rudy was still very fucking good all year. So there you go. And do you want to do the top 25 NBA players in the bubble? What do you reckon? Well, how about we quickly do the all-defensive team? I'm just going to do one all-defensive team. This is the team I'd least likely to go against this year. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, Pat Bev, Kawhi, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Rudy Gobert, the Staff of Tower. I give you the runner. Fuck doing a second team. All rookie team. This is Ja. Yaman. Ja Morant. Kendrick Lamar. Nunn. Tyler Hero. Eric Paschal. And Brandon Clark. I can replace Paschal with Zion if I want, but 19 games of Zion is probably not quite enough. It's like a third of the season. It's just not enough. Whereas everybody else has done pretty well. All right, the top 25 players. We'll do it descending order. 25. We've got Kristaps Porzingis. The Extreme Zinger Meal.
Extreme Zinger Meal.
DeMar DeRozan there. Number 24. Number 23. Big Booty. Kyle Lowry. Taking charges. Making farters? I don't know. Chris O. Middleton at 22. Pascal Siakam at 21. Kemba. I got him at 20. If he was healthy. Might have to knock him out of the top 25 if he's not. Booker at 19. Donovan Mitchell. Steve Francis 2.0. Number 18. Rudy Gobert. The Staff of Tower. His teammate at 17. Zion at 16. Jason Tatum at 15. Jimmy Butts at 14. I mean, that's pretty good. Don't mind Jimmy Butts. He's pretty good at basketball, isn't he? Yeah, it's not bad. Rusty. Rusty Westbrook, couldn't fit him on the all-NBA teams because LeBron, Harden, Dame, Butts, Simo, and CP3 probably deserve it a bit more. Love Rusty, though. Big Simo at 12, CP3 at 11. Luka would have come in at about 10, I reckon, because Paul George at 9, Dame at 8, Jokic at 7, 6 is Joel Embiid. There we go. Didn't even make all of the all-NBA teams. But I feel like he's the sixth best player in this restart. 5, you got James Harden. AD, the brow, at 4, Kawhi. At 3, Giannis at 2, and LeBron at 1. Giannis should win MVP, but I feel like LeBron might be the arrested ass LeBron heading into these playoffs might be the most scariest player going. So there you go. Nice one. All right, well, we don't have Australian Player Watch today, but we do have a recap. Just to remember, we've got Big Simo, Ben Simmons, and Ozzy Matisse, Matty T, on the Sixers, along with Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Of course, Rowdy is unfortunately at home with his missus, which is really sad. I hope she's doing all right. I hope Katie's doing okay there, Rowdy. And he's looking after his wee son. So hopefully he gets to join the Sixers at some point. Jinglin' Joe Ingles, obviously still on the Yaz. Patty Mills, Patty Thrills, on the San Antonio Banderas Spurs. And Aaron Bangers Baines had the Rona but has joined the team. They're in Orlando. So we do have 7 remaining Aussies. We don't have Kangaroo Kobe, Dante Exum, King Daly, or Kung Fu Thon, or JB, son of Bruce, Jonah Bolden. So would have thought the Jonah would have gotten picked up, but don't know. There you go. Get weird. All right, we'll take a quick break and be back with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and some fucking game previews. Woo! Because basketball's back, baby. Right after, let's say, Rowdy.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. I've missed doing this. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. See what Patty's been up to. What do you think? I have missed just checking in on Paddy day in, day out. But the good thing is, he's also been really busy. So he chatted to Megan Huswaite for a really good piece on the, what is it, the cover of the Herald Sun Weekend last week. His tour of duty, it's great. So he retweeted that, Paddy, on Community, Culture and Change. Megan's cover story in today's Herald Sun Weekend. Go check that out. You can read it. He also retweeted Luke Sicari. It's not something that's close to my heart. It is my heart. Great story from Megan Huswaite on Paddy Mills returning home to help Australia's bushfire relief, his new We Got You campaign and more. But obviously just a lot of going on with Paddy, running a pretty amazing We Got You campaign, which is, as he explains it, an all-hands-in approach to stamp out racism and promote equality, diversity, inclusivity, which is fucking fantastic. He's got a bunch of legendary Aussie sports folk involved. He's popped up on SportsCenter talking about it. But there's a great one. The Spurs even tweeted out, it's an athlete-led campaign dedicated to shining the spotlight on issues athletes face across sports and eradicate racism, exclusion, and discrimination. With Paddy also saying, I'm personally taking this opportunity to amplify the real issues in our society that affect our everyday life as a minority. And it's great. You got Paddy Dangerfield, a bunch of Ben Simmons tweeting them out. It's fucking great, man. It's really, really cool. So I'm Peter Siddle's involved. Jinglin' Joe Ingles, Aaron Phillips, some great ones. Absolute legend, Paddy. So go check that out. Go check out Paddy Mills', all of his social media. You know that. That's what the Paddy Mills Game Day Bullet Game Day Twitter check-in is every time. We love it. Love Paddy Mills here at NBA Strap. All right, ready for some game previews?
Game previews. Game previews.
Oh, welcome back, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. It's exciting to be back. I was born in the off-season. You've only lived here.
Yeah, tell me about it. Fucking hell. It's been a long time since I've done some game previews, but remember, our picks for the season are brought to you by PlayUp Australia. Go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around their NBA specials. I think they're going to have them up tomorrow, maybe even later today. But for the year, we were sitting at 500 of 887 picks. So I don't know about you, that's pretty fucking good. Crushing it way over 50% for the year. So that's good. So the tricky part is for game previews, we've got to look at all these games and go, well, teams have got to adapt to the bubble. They're going to hang out in the buble. There's no home court advantage. Teams are missing players. Teams have got new faces. It's going to be fucking fascinating to see what happens. The big problem is going to be is me fucking waking up at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 5:30 a.m. to watch all these fucking games. Jesus. And this is just after the squid has started sleeping past 7 a.m. He's all like, oh, Dad, I slept at 7:30 this morning. I'm like, you're a fucking legend. Means I get to sleep to 7:30. So, yeah. Smash cut to the NBA being back and me dragging my fucking carcass out of bed at 3 a.m. Unbelievable. Anyway, two games. So we've got them Friday. So we're going to do a show on Friday. We'll wrap up these two games. Oh, I can't wait for that. And then we'll also preview the weekend. But these two games, we have the Utah Jazz, I believe it's a soft J, against the New Orleans Pelicans. Don't be a Pelicant. Pels favored by 2.5 points. I'm going to take the Pelicans. -2.5. I just don't think the Jazz will be able to keep up with the Pels. Even with not too much Zion for Pracco, I think you'll get in two practices before the games kick back in. I think the Pels have still got too much firepower for the Jazz. Spindles, Jrue Holiday, Lonzo, etc. I don't trust Utah. I mentioned that earlier. Donovan Mitchell, talk about inconsistent. He'll go 3 of 27 one game, and 10 of 15 the next. But Jesus. I'm going to take the Pels here. I just don't think the Jazz will be able to keep up. And the Pels, this will kick off their campaign to make the 8th seed in fine fashion. And then the big game, the showdown of LA in game 2 for Friday. Lakers-Clippers. I personally think the Lakers have been training together for months in secret at like LeBron's gym or whatever. Of course, they've got no Avery Bradley, no Rondo at the moment. But at the same time, the Clippers are not going to have Lou Will or Montrezl Harrell. So the Lakers are favored by 4 points at the moment. And I'm going to take that Lakers line all day, I think the Lakers will come out hammer and tongs in this layoff. After this layoff, they'll come out and go, right, lay the smack down for the first 2-3 games, lock in the top spot in the West beyond a doubt, obviously, and just have everybody going, oh shit. And then they'll hang out and cruise for the rest of these. They'll basically use the rest of the regular season as a bit of a scrimmage time to get Dion Waiters acclimatized, get JR acclimatized, so he's not piffing fucking soup at dickheads. But yeah, they'll use it to, you know, get a little bit of game time into their dudes, figure out some lineups and go from there. But I feel like the Lakers come out firing on all cylinders and will win that one. Give me the -4. So there you go. Remember to go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around their NBA odds. Place a couple of bets. Bet smart. Bet responsibly. Don't be a dickhead. That's some NBA Australia game previews for you. What do you reckon? You excited? Oh, I can't fucking wait, mate. I'm so excited for Friday. All right. So there you go. That's it for today. We are back on Friday. Woo! We're back doing more than one show a week. I can't fucking wait. When you next hear my voice, it'll be after the NBA's back. You little fucking ripper. We'll have Jinglin' Joe Ingles in action as well. That'll be fucking gross. Can't wait. Anyway, so in the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG. We're all over the socials all the time. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Ah! I'm also rooted because I've been fucking sending out packages of the t-shirts. So we've got new t-shirts for sale at NBAAustralia.com/shop. Go check that out. Buy a t-shirt, buy a stubby holder, buy a hoodie, all that good stuff. And I'll get them out pronto. Basically, same day shipping. That's how it goes. Chuck us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever app you use on your Android phone, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. If you can rate and review, it does help out heaps. And if you're in Melbourne, I mean, you got nothing fucking better to do. And the rest of you out there, come on, spare a thought for you poor buggers in Melbourne. Sitting here smashing cans. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is an absolute cracker, and it's out now. Also, big thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Shadow, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Face. And remember, they can't play shows, so go buy some of their merch as well. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. That's what we do. And don't forget to go to thedailyliquor.com. Buy some booze. They'll deliver it. They're the fucking best. Enter the code STRAYA using all caps and they'll give you free beer. Free six pack. Not one free beer, six free beers. Fucking love it. Love them. Get around them. Support them the way they support us. All right, we're going to close out today's show with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter and we'll catch you on Friday, you dickheads. You excited? You should be because this is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later, ho. Zon! Alright, then welcome to the show. This is Andrew Bogut, and this is Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes on Twitter. Because look, because of all this latte drinking, left-wing SJW afraid of a little COVID, snowflakes everywhere, someone has to be out here telling like it is, mate. And that's just what I do, mate. About COVID, pedo rings, masks, and how every politician's is the worst, but also how to cook a fucking steak. And if you don't like my opinions, you can go get stuffed, eh? Okay, so let's go to the Twitters and slam some Twitters snowflakes. All right, what do we got here? Oh, Benji Backer says, China has gotten away with more human rights violations than any country in the 21st century. Well, Bogey, you better tweet this one back out. China loves me. Human rights for all. Wait, that could cost me money? I'll decline comment at this time, just not totally across the click human rights violations yet, as I wasn't there. Fist pump emoji. Oh, got him, Bogey. Got him. What else we got? Ah, oh, Bogey's menu. Here we go. Okay, just did a reverse here on the barbecue. Sold. Clean number one. Cooking method from now on for steak. Mouth watering emoji. Good one, Bogey. That's a good one. This steak is so fucking good, man. Oh, have you seen this one? Oh my God, Campbell Brown. He says, can someone explain to me how WEPN is offensive or inappropriate to anyone? Our state is becoming a laughingstock. Oh, good one, Brown Dog. I love you. Wonder if Vic Rhodes can make a comment. Oh, good one, Bogey. Weapons is not offensive at all. We're a bunch of snowflakes, eh? Oh, so many snowflakes everywhere. Oh, Corey Homicide Williams. He tweeted out, my IG account has been hacked. Must have posted something factual and correct then. Arms crossed emoji. Oh, got him, Bogey. That's a good one, mate. Oh, nice one. Oh, how good is it, though? The media, mate. Oh, I fucking hate the media so much. So the media driving down to wherever they interviewed these blokes, looks like Oakley is an essential service, right? They're like, how, what are you doing? Hypocrisy has been ugly during CV19, seriously. Yeah. Oh, and then Matt Mason says, so how do the media report on things then? Well, I hardly think interviewing shoppers about where they are from is needed right now, my equine friend. Hashtag hypocrisy. Oh, and Gilbert Gardiner from The House Sun, he said, silly comment. Fuck you, Gilbert. Honestly, is traveling to random suburbs around the place to ask shoppers what suburb they are from really a needed essential classic service? Gilbert Gardiner, seriously? Are you fucking serious, you dickhead? Oh, you're such a dickhead. Oh, check out this photo of this steak, though. Hashtag Bogey's Menu. I got smashed for bad presentation and pick quality yesterday. How's this one? Hashtag Tomahawk. Hashtag Wagyu. Hashtag Vegan Delight. Ha ha ha. That'll trigger all those snowflakes. Yes, how good's this one as well? Oh, this is the first meal I've made in the wild that the kids are both smashed without any antics. It will make the rotation simply based on that. Apologies, I don't do the Insta presentation and filters and all that BS. Hashtag real, hashtag bogus menu. Oh, I'm just going to send out a picture of a steak. Hashtag vegan Thursdays. Oh, so triggered, all of you triggered. Snowflakes, yes, this is good. Oh, what about this one? I've been thinking about this one a lot lately. Could the long-term mental effect of this lockdown be greater than the virus itself? Question mark. Over a potentially longer period? Question mark. Family breakdown, divorce, DV, loss of jobs, dollars, kids' social education. I hope I am wrong. Scary times. Good one, Bogey. That's very serious. Because seriously, speaking to some friends, such family in Melbourne, very sad times. The societal mental health everyone usually advocates has taken a complete backseat to CV19. I understand that CV19 can spread, etc. Those struggling, get out in the fresh air for at least an hour a day and call people for chats. Good one, Bogey. It's pretty good. Mostly peaceful protests in California. Just retweet this video. Burning some cars. Well, Mercedes is from Germany. And Germany, Nice one, Bogey. It's a good one. All right, final one. Here we go. Mr. Joe Rogan knows. Smart move. Hashtag Exodus. Yes, mate. You got to get away from paying those taxes. Don't I know that? All right. This has been Andrew Bogut. Join us next week on NBA Australia for some more Andrew Bogut slams, some Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.